and I had no intention of ever using them again, so they stayed me. And I was a boiler attendant at the place where I worked. That was interesting. I've just destroyed the solar couple in one, although I intend to put it into service as a rectifier. But isn't really how the movement thing is, but again, we use it as an RFM leader. About $70 or $90 isn't that much. One would have worked some overtime. There's an overtime, I suppose, although that not everyone gets the opportunity to work overtime. I must go. I know you'll understand. Perhaps I may have the pleasure of contacting you perhaps tomorrow or some later. Radio transmissions from time to time on the transistor radio. On the other band. Once I tune this antenna down to that band, I've had it going. I had this antenna going where it's low frequency top loading wires going. I extend the capacitance, goes up to 400 or 450 pf. I forget 400 pf it goes up to. I have the extended top loading wires, which are really dry wires, but it just is, you know, with big long insulators in them. Separate them from the antennas I'm running on now. It's about a foot break and a 300mm break. So then I put an inductance into the antenna, and so it's, I have a box considerably away from Earth, buffered as well. So for a week I was running this thing with a fluorescent tube tied to the top of the antenna for a bit of fun. Running day and night, lit up by the local broadcast station, some several kilometres away. So, as you say, antenna capacitance is very important. I think it must reduce the E-field losses quite markedly. Thinking more about it. But I must go, John. I must go. 7.3s, good DX, good experience, and all that. VK3ACA, this is VK3BDJ, definitely closing down for this evening. Good night, John, and good night, the other John, if you're still listening. And you know, I can't wish anyone else a good night because it's not legal to wear it at any rate. Good night.
Yeah, okay, John. VK3BDJ, VK3ACA, I'm going to bed now. I'm pretty tired. What's one other thing I was going to mention? Oh, incidentally, we're making some calls at the moment for you. I'm not sure who it is, who's it for, which department. I think it's production. They're calls out of they're butching calls. I was just about to start making the crystal oscillator for the sideband transmitter. The drift seems to have got worse in the VFO. I've been wondering, about the only thing to do is to take all the capacitors out of the tuning circuit and replace them with... zero temperature coefficient. This is extreme. Once again, these things are extremely difficult to get. You can't buy micas anymore. I don't think you can buy micas. Could be wrong. I mean, anyone who tried to make micas these days just go broke trying. It probably cost about $1 each to make, and you'd have to sell them for about 2 cents or something. So that's out of the question. Can't get them smashed anyway. Don't know what to do about it. I can get positive and negative temperature coefficients, ceramics, or I think I'll...